It's an unusual case that has shocked the parents of children who are gamers. British police are probing the case in what is believed to be the first investigation of its kind in the UK. Clinical psychologist and author of A Time to Heal, Dr. Rani Samuel, says sexual violence is not uncommon in the virtual or real world. She says while virtual rape is not a physical attack, it is likely to cause psychological trauma and impact the mental health of victims.
There will be a level of trauma experienced, similar if you were attacked in the physical world. In virtual reality, it will be a psychological wound because you're not suffering a physical attack, but you're still suffering an injury or wound by an external force. And the outcome of that will be psychological trauma, which is manifested in various ways, anxiety. And then it can lead to more serious things like depression.
High-definition simulated games, which often use a headset with activated voice chat, is designed to propel users' minds into an alternative dimension of reality. Samuel says a sexual assault in this immersive world can trigger trauma responses as in real life. She says gaming requires a higher level of parental monitoring.
The role of parents, especially if this is users that are underage, so 18 years and below. And what is really important is parental monitoring. So if your child has a phone, your child is going to have access to the metaverse. Secondly, I would say be aware of the privacy and security settings on your child's devices. Let there not be excessive use of staying in virtual reality.
Young gamer Yanni Nguni says entering the gaming world often means opening up yourself to personal information being leaked online.
I think many people overestimate the number of regulations set up in the online gaming world with regards to safety. If you have the right tools, which is many people in these virtual worlds, you can access lots of private information such as IP address, and through that, residential address and other sensitive info that could potentially lead to bullying and even harassments. I think it's up to servers, gaming companies, sites, ownerships to set up further regulations as well as censorship to avoid this kind of harassment.
Meanwhile, other gamers had this to say.
I personally think the online space is incredibly safe, as most of these online games you play provide us with tools to prevent such bullying, like being able to mute your mic, disabling voice chat. I feel like the thing which makes these games unsafe is the use in which the people use these communication tools.
Reports the username, do all the specifications that the game tells you to do when there's a person violating its rules. Stop playing that game.
Prabashni Mudli, SABC News, Johannesburg.